Second point we have to agree on is this one. Evil is not some thing. Sounds like double talk, doesn't it? Evil is something, but it's not something. And here's what I mean. Evil is not some black, gooey stuff that floats around the universe, some diabolical virus that gloms onto us and makes us do bad things. It's not some stuff out there. In other words, if you had a powerful microscope, you couldn't focus it down to your slide and say, oh, there it is, there's a piece of evil. Let's be careful, don't touch that thing. If you had a powerful telescope, you couldn't look into the far reaches of the universe and ever see evil. It is not something that has substance. It's not some stuff. Instead, it is a description of an unnatural or improper relationship between two things. It is not some thing itself, but a way we describe the relationship between things. Let me give you an illustration. You have a piece of metal and you have a human body. Neither are intrinsically evil, would you agree? If you take that piece of metal, though, and penetrate the human body, it may be evil, depending on the relationship. If that piece of metal is a scalpel being wielded by a surgeon, removing a tumor, then that relationship between the metal and the body is something that's good. However, if that metal is a knife being wielded by a killer that is plunged into your belly, then that's something that's evil. Same metal, same body, different relationship. The event becomes evil when the created thing is used as an instrument for an evil purpose. So evil isn't something. Why am I making such a big point about this? Because if it's not something with substance, then it didn't need to be created. If it didn't need to be created, it didn't need a creator. And therefore, we don't have to point the finger at God and say, why did you create evil when evil was not something that was ever created?